This is CBS, Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's holiday fundraising time for Behind the Black. And Bob is here. Your subscriptions, your donations are heartily welcome because we're going to the planet Mars. Not only to the planet Mars, but it's a great treat to introduce once again that champion of the Martian atmosphere, Ingenuity, number 64. Anything significant, Bob? Speed record? Altitude record?
No records at all here, John. It just was a standard flight, as I say, on Behind the Black, in a pattern that's almost beginning to almost be routine. They flew on October 27th, about 1,300 feet. And the helicopter basically positioned itself in the valley, in the Retva Vallis, that is the gap in the rim of Jezero crater. Essentially, it's beginning to do the scouting work for Perseverance when Perseverance moves into this valley to leave the crater and go into the regions beyond, to the west of Jezero crater. And that's what's significant. It's just doing scouting work. And for example, just before it landed, it took a color oblique picture of the terrain of Neretva Vallis. And I posted that as well, so you can see the ground of this what looks like a former stream bed, dry, and you can see the ground that the rover will be going on. It's not particularly difficult
ground. Are those real colors, Bob, or augmented?
Say again?
That's the colors that were
provided by the picture. I increased the contrast slightly. I didn't change the colors. I don't know if that's natural color or not. I really don't. That's the colors that the color camera on Ingenuity produces routinely, though.
What about the blue sky? Is that?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the colors it produces. I mean, that's my understanding. On every other image that I've seen, the sky of Mars has a pink glow. So I have a feeling that's just the circumstances of the camera. I can't answer.
Unless Ingenuity's in San Diego, that would make it.
I'm not going to that, John.
All right, fine. A global map of the near surface ice on Mars. You will remember the last time Bob explicated what is looking to be the Starship landing zone on Mars, because there was a lot of surface ice. Now, do they know where all of it is, Bob?
This map is essentially taking the global orbital data from many different spacecraft, combined with some of the ground data that we have, though most of that's in the dry equatorial regions. But so the orbital data basically tells us where it appears there is ice on the surface or near surface of Mars. And so they've mapped it. They decided, let's produce a detailed map so we know what areas to look for. And so they published this. I posted the most important part of the map on Behind the Black so you could see. And I annotated it to show where Starship's landing zone is. It's a very highly icy region, believed to be. And, there's plenty of ice near an area I call Glacier Country, because everything has glaciers. But the data seems to show that there is a lot of regions south of Glacier Country in the equatorial regions where there is near-surface ice. And that puts you want to get near the equator if you can, and lower elevations if you can, because that makes landing and building a colony easier. And so the equatorial regions are generally dry, but if you can find some areas where there's near-surface ice, then you've got a good combination for colony. And that's what this map basically tells us, John.
To Jupiter, to the moon Ganymede, to a revelation. What are we looking at, Bob?
Ganymede is the largest moon around Jupiter. I think it's the largest moon in the solar system. It's essentially a planet. Juno did a close flyby of Ganymede in June of 21, and so scientists have just published data, research from that flyby, from data from it, and have revealed that the data discovered a variety of salts and carbon-based organic molecules on the surface of Ganymede. This is not life. This is just carbon-based molecules. They call those organics. And the data suggests, the salts especially, suggest that this is brine that maybe leaked up from an underground ocean. And they think there might be an ocean here underground. But, once again, it's not confirmed. This data helps strengthen that hypothesis, John.
We go from Mars to an asteroid, and this is a detective story. The moon is a product, our moon, is a product of a collision that happened early on in the life of the solar system when the planets were forming. The moon reorganized itself, was very close to the Earth, and then moved out to where it is now. The question asked but never answered was, what happened to the part that didn't congeal into the moon? Have we found it, Bob?
Well, there would be a lot of it, a lot of little pieces that didn't congeal back onto the moon, and it appears they might have found one. There is a near-Earth asteroid, Kamaolawa, I think I'm pronouncing that right, that was recently discovered, and based upon its orbit, it's basically flying in formation with the Earth for millions of years, and other spectroscopic data that's been obtained recently, the scientists think this might have been a piece of the moon.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's fundraising time for Behind the Black. Your subscription's most appreciated. I'm John Rich.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.